All right, we're going. I'm opening up the meeting. Good evening. Welcome to the August 10th Board of Education meeting. Open up the meeting at 5:03 p.m. At this point in time, can I have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of interviews for the E&L and World Languages Director position, as well as advice from counsel regarding collective bargaining negotiations?
So moved.
Second.
So first by Jeanette Santos, second by Dave Heller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We anticipate being in executive session until about 7:15.
Meeting, the Board of Education went to executive session at 5 p.m. today for interviews for the E&L World Language Director position, as well as advice and counsel about collective bargaining negotiations. Okay. So we're going to open at 7:30. And in the unlikely end of emergency, we need to note that exits are locked. Take a moment to note that the exit near to where you're seated, smoking is not allowed on the ground. As a courtesy, please turn off cell phones during the meeting. Please join the board in the pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have no presentations for this evening. Are there any community input regarding the board from the items on the action point?
Hi, Wendy Canastro, 45. I have a couple of questions. As far as B1 and 2, student attendance code of conduct, these policies are being revised. What was amended to this?
When I get to that particular item, I'm gonna, if there's any revisions, I will give a report for the policy.
Okay. And the only other question is with the minutes that you're approving, I know this is at the last meeting, we didn't get a chance to answer. It says a lot of these things are grant funded. Why are they grant funded? What is the grant and why are they being grant funded?
Dr. Bill?
We, through the efforts of Dr. Lane, the administrative team, we received joint recommend from Lane, I think it's about $10 million in grants. And
$15 million.
I'm going to let Dr. Lane respond.
Okay, thanks. If you could just let me know, like, briefly what the parameters for those grants are.
They range from the American Rescue Plan. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I can see you.
They range from the American Rescue Plan, which we were fortunate enough to receive last summer, to the Standard Consolidated Grant, which is the title grants from the federal government that are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we receive that each year. We also have McKinney-Bento, which is a grant devoted to homeless students. We have
the question is, I see a lot of it is for salary. Are any of these grants going for programs for children?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Okay, and just one last question was, I think, letter F approval of conferences. What conferences is that?
We have two conferences coming up. One is the New York State Council of School Superintendents Conference that every superintendent in Saratoga. And the second one is the New York State School Boards Association Conference, which is in Syracuse this year.
Thank you so much.
Wendy, on your question about the scope of programs, any of those salaries, that's making the programs work. So the grants are going to student work.
I understand that, but I guess I wanted to know whether you're expanding and bringing any new programs in. Because rather than just the salary, right? Because if the grant runs out to be budgeted in there, so if there's a program, if you're expanding on something that we have the funds in the future.
Absolutely. And I would absolutely be delighted if you give your feedback to me on any of the grants at any time.
Yeah, thank you. And congratulations on attending.
That's one of the requirements is that we have feedback from the community.
Great. We would love to get that. Thank you for calling me in. Welcome. Thank you.
Any other questions on agenda items only at this time? Seeing none, I'm going to move forward. Can I have a motion for agenda item 2A1, approval of the board minutes for July 20th?
So moved.
Second.
Dave Pellin first, Carol Steele second. Any questions about these meeting minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Just remember to speak into the mic, everyone. The motion carries 7-0. I would like to table agenda item 2A, 6-0, sorry. I'd like to table agenda item 2A, 2 and 3. The minutes still need to be revised, so we're going to have a motion to table agenda item 2A, 2 and 2A, 3, please.
Move.
Ms. Jeanette Santos?
Second.
Dr. Fulton is second. Any questions about the minutes? Seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 6-0. When it comes for agenda item 2B1-5, the policy committee met last Thursday. And the policy committee consists of Ms. Santos, Ms. Seoff, myself as board president, Dr. Fail, and since administration was part of the policy committee based on the policy that we were speaking about. So in regards to, I'll do the easiest first. Agenda item, policy number 6240. There were no changes recommended. For policy 6700, there were no changes recommended. For policy 5252, there was no changes recommended. For the policy 5100 student attendance, there was no changes recommended there. And for the code of conduct, the statistical policy, it was just minor changes that had to occur. It was just to update the board of education, what their role were, the central administrators, who they were, the changes, as well as the district-wide personnel, that information had to be updated. But other than that, there were no changes that were recommended. For any of the policies for 5100, so there's no recommendation for student attendance, no changes in that. 5300 was a code of conduct, as I just mentioned, that the first page, there was change in the board of education. Since administration, there was change to reflect current administration, and district-wide personnel changes to reflect the current personnel. And there were no recommended changes for 6240, 5700, and 5252. Legal, Mr. Sheenan, you reviewed the policy?
That's right.
So, can I have a motion to approve agenda item 2B1-5 on the first read? So, approve and accept it.
So moved.
So, Carol Searhoff is second. First. Dave Keller is second. Does anyone have any questions about this? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries 6-0. We're going to go down to the personnel action report. So the personnel action report. So under C, certified appointments for mercenary. Part of our interviews for tonight was for the director of email and world language, and we have selected Angela Garcia, and she'll be starting on or about August 22nd of this year, and the rate of compensation will be $143,000. So just put that in there, and then for under C, certified appointments, there are two TBEs, 3 and 7. So when I go to make the motion, I will make a motion that we accept the personnel action report, except for items C3 and C7. And Mrs. Sheeny, just for confirmation, do I need to amend the agenda for adding an agenda?
So it's not an amendment of agenda, it's an amendment schedule.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I just want to confirm. Right, so just for clarification, for education, so for item 3B1, personnel action report, under C, I make a motion to accept the personnel action report, except for C3, which is a TBD, as well as C7, which is a TBD. I'm pressing a motion, and that we amend that we're adding for C5, which is Angela Garcia for the director of A&L. So once again, I'm calling for a motion for agenda item 3B1, with the exception of C3 and C7, which is TBD, will not come to them, and that we are amending C5 to include Angela Garcia.
So moved.
Second. So Carol Cio first, Jeanette Sanko second. Any questions about this item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carrying 6-0. Have a motion for agenda items 3C1 through 4.
Motion to accept.
Juan Leon. Do I have a second? Dr. Wilson, a second. Any discussion on any of these items? Seeing none, the motion carries 6-0. I'm sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Now the motion carries 6-0. I apologize. Have a motion for agenda item 3B1.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Heller first.
Second.
Carol Cio second. Any questions about the finance report? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 6-0. Just remember to speak into the mic because it's being recorded. We need to hear your vote on the mic. Thank you. Have a motion for agenda item 3E1 through 8, please.
So moved.
Net Central first.
Second.
Carol Seahawk second. Mrs. Sheen, you have legal review of the contract?
Yes.
Any questions about any contract? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 6-0. Dr. Wilson, right now we're saying that members of people at home are unable to access the
I just tested out and it's working.
All right, so
it's working.
Yeah.
Can I have a motion for agenda item 3F1?
So moved. Second.
Carol Seahawk first, Jeanette Kempel second. Any questions about the conferences? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 6-0. Mrs. Sheen, do you have anything for the Board of Education? Dr. Bale, do you have a report from the Board of Education?
Yeah, I just want to mention, highlight a few different items. One, we've had a number of comments about our website and so on. Our public relations firm, Syntax, is preparing a new website for us to launch soon. It should be up and running sometime during September. Not necessarily for the opening day of school, but we will be putting in place a new website that will be much more user-friendly, current, and up-to-date. We also are in the process of ordering a new sound system for these meetings. One of the biggest problems that we have with people not being able to hear the board meetings remotely is because of the quality of the sound system that we have. So we are ordering new audio devices, and we expect a significant improvement once they are in place. We are right now excited, well, about two things. One, you know, our summer school is completion, and our summer school has been fantastic. We've had summer programs at each building in addition to the Leaders of Tomorrow program. So it's great to see students learning and also having fun at the same time throughout the summer. We are preparing for the new school year, and at this point, our facilities team is taking care of some renovations and some necessary repairs. One of the highlights of the renovations that we're doing is redeveloping the first floor hallway of the middle school. For those of you who have been around, you know that the first floor hallway is typically the dark hallway. And so we've repainted and we are finishing on the walls on the first floor of the middle school, painted the lockers, and it really does have a very fresh look. This year, our theme is going to be changing mindsets. You remember that last year, our theme was rebuilding respect and resilience. And we feel that that theme was something that guided us through the year. And particularly in terms of resilience, because we partnered with Yale University and we are going to be introducing pre-K through 12, the Yale Emotional Literacy Ruler Program this year. Our staff has been trained for this since the spring. And we're very excited about that as one of our initiatives moving forward. We have several other programs. I'm going to ask Dr. Lang to comment on them more in depth. But we have a new reading program that is going into place, a new math program. And we are excited about those rollouts. Dr. Lang, could you mention a little bit about the reading and math programs and also how they will interface with the emotional literacy program and respect for others?
If I could also start with just a couple of details.
Oh, of course.
As Dr. Thiel mentioned, we had five incredibly important and exciting summer school, we call it the Academic Summer Success Programs, and we had close to 1,000 students, 34 at Northeast, 368 at Northwest, 228 at Park. At the middle school, there were 152, and at the high school, 149. The high school graduation is slated for August 18th, and fingers and toes crossed, we expect to have between 7 and 10 graduates. The Regents begin, we have 2 days of Regents, and assuming that students pass, we will have between 7 and 10 graduates. And that is on August 18th at 6 p.m. from the high school. In addition, we did have some very exciting summer programs that we've never introduced before, almost beach volleyball. We had a swimming program. We had, we borrowed from the Apollo. We rented the Lindenhurst pool, and we had a swimming team that we hope to continue in the fall to really build the idea that Amityville being so close to the beach, we should have an amazing swim team. And the Leaders of Tomorrow is a $2 million grant, and we are, I think, about 24 hours away from being approved for that. So we are excited about carrying those Leaders of Tomorrow activities through next year. And finally, as you asked today, we had the third rollout of a new reading program. It's from Savas, and it's a program that we're going to pilot from kindergarten through grade 8. And the training was this morning for the early elementary and this afternoon for the middle school teachers. We are also next week going to do a very large pilot. Thanks to the board for the approval of both pilot adoptions. And that is in math, and those will be for teachers in kindergarten through grade 9. It also includes all the teachers, so there are actually only two, but we do have Algebra 1 at the high school, and that program will include the teachers from the high school. And that begins next week. We also have a brand new assessment program that we will use beginning in the first week of September. All of our students will be assessed in mathematics and language arts, and we will use those to fulfill our promise to the Board of Education that by the end of January, we will have determined whether or not there is growth over time for each one of our students in terms of the pilots. And we will be able to recommend continuing the pilot, eliminating the pilot, expanding the pilot, or moving to full adoption. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. So I'm just going to do a report from the Board of Education. At the July 20th meeting, there were questions that were posed to the Board of Education. And at that meeting, it was stated that we would provide response to the questions if we were able to. I'm going to go through the questions and then I will provide the response. It was a question that was asked, I believe, by Wendy. Why was the town updating the website? I know Dr. Fail responded to that we were switching back to Syntex. Just a couple of things. Also on the website right now, there is the date for the next meeting for September, and they're currently working on getting the digital calendar up as soon as everything is finished with the printing process. There was a question that was posed by Amanda O'Connor. And I'm going to let legal answer, but the question was, there were three Board of Education members knew they were doing this voting, but it was against the stipulation. Why didn't three members speak up about the individual recommended by the superintendent? There were other questions later on that were similar, so I kind of merged them together, and Mrs. Sheen and Lee will respond to that question. Thank you.
So with respect to stipulations, for them, it's obligation to use stipulations prior to acting on any particular personnel matter. It is the board's privilege to rely on the superintendent of schools that any staff member that is being appointed to the position is both qualified and eligible for the position. The Board of Education relies on the superintendent of schools to determine whether or not a candidate is eligible qualified for the position and recommend that the Board of Education. With respect to the stipulation process, stipulations are in place. Sure, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Better?
Yes.
Thank you. So with respect to stipulations, stipulations are placed, should be placed in personnel files. Those files are reviewed by administration prior to a individual being placed on an agenda. That is an administrative process, and the board may rely on that administrative process when making its determination with respect to a particular candidate.
Thank you. The next question was from Amanda O'Connor, I believe, as well. Are our children safe with this coach if he's being reprimanded and fined for inappropriate relationships with students? And I will give that back to Mrs. Sheen again.
With respect to, I'm not going to go into any specific personnel matter, teachers are entitled to, staff are entitled to confidentiality with respect to their personnel files. However, members of the staff are fingerprinted. Sure. Members of the staff are just fingerprinted.
Please don't pull up the audience. Thank you.
I'll do my best. Thank you.
No, Mrs.
I will respond to the board. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
The district appoints staff who are qualified, fingerprinted, in compliance with Project SAVE. The staff are qualified and eligible to hold their positions with respect to any specific allegation. Those allegations are reviewed by administration, brought to the Board of Education, and addressed in accordance with the education law. All staff are eligible and qualified to perform your jobs.
Thank you. The next set of questions were from Debbie McClellan, and it was regarding the New York State Controller report. I'm just going to say that the audit objective of the New York State Controller report covered the audit period from July 1st, 2018 to June 30th, 2020. was to determine whether the Annville Union Free School District officials properly collected, receipted, deposited, dispersed extra classroom activity funds. The full report is located on the website. If you go to the tab that says departments, you click the down arrow, you see finance and operations. The report is there, so to view the entire report. So the questions that were posed by Debbie McCollum are connected to this particular report, if anyone, just to give the background history. So at this point in time, I'm going to hand this over to Olivia Kowalski, who will answer the questions, and I will give you the first one, and then she will answer the question. So the question that was posed says, the New York State Control Report from October 2021, a policy was adopted, I believe it was 5,000 series, was to be adopted by 9/1/2021. Was it adopted?
I have to preface by talking about, you know, how many recommendations.
Well, you just move the mic just a little bit closer.
You can
make it up a little bit.
There were about 5 recommendations in total. And I look at the report, and 4 of them have already been implemented. One, which is in reference to the policy, was just adopted tonight. And I called the State Controller's Office today. And I spoke with the senior analyst who put the report was addressed. And based, you can look at Appendix B of the report, which is on the district website, which says audit methodology and standards. And at the bottom of it, when I was reading it, I was kind of concerned, what is this supposed to mean? The last line on that report says, implementation of the corrective action plan must begin by the end of next fiscal year. So I wanted some clarification from him. And what he told me was that indeed the intent of that report was the corrective action plan to begin at the end of the 2022-23 fiscal year. That means that we are ahead of schedule. So the district has taken all the action as of now to correct the findings that were identified in the report. The first one, as I said, is in reference to the policy, and the policy has been adopted. The second one is in reference to the establishing a position for a faculty audit. And what we found out during our research is that if we have to do that, then it means we have to revise the collective bargaining agreement with the teachers. And so that responsibility, in order not to do that, because we have to go back to the table, negotiate with the teacher, come up maybe with a side agreement to do that. So in order not to do that, that responsibility will fall on me. Because there was another part of this report which was about signing of checks. That has been clarified in policy number 6410. There's currently one person who signs up on that check, and that person is in the business office. So the dual signing is no longer necessary. Because of that, I can perform the audit with the individual who's in the business office at this point in time. There were some other questions pertaining to the request from their resident the last time about how long we have to safeguard the document, 6 years, yes, all those documents are brought to the business office and it will be archived with all the extra classroom activity documents in the basement in the central office. So all those procedures are now currently in place.
Thank you. I'm going to the next question. It was by Wendy. It says, will the district be live streaming? And Dr. Dell kind of responded to the question a little bit at the last meeting, and he already addressed a little part of it earlier when we spoke about that we're in the process of, we have ordered new audio equipment, so therefore people who are listening can hear better. In regards to live streaming as a board of education, we have to make a decision as to whether or not we're going to do a live stream, but the audio will be improving. The next question, are family members on the board required to recuse from a vote if the matter is legal or criminal? There are three current city board members who knowingly broke the law by voting for the advisors. After the district does the investigation, what will happen to the three board of education members? So I'm going to pass it over to Ms. Sashimi.
Thank you. So there's no legal requirement for a board member to recuse themselves from a vote relating to a family member with respect to an extra pay position for their adult child, or with respect to a settlement of a matter. That is in terms of whether a board member wishes to recuse themselves or not. That is at their discretion. That is no legal requirement.
And the other part was about the board members only broke the law for advisors after the district does investigate what will happen to the three.
So there was no violation of the law, regulation, or policy with respect to voting for the advisor's position. So nothing would happen.
Thank you. There was a question that was posed by Kimberly Affair. Do we know how many people employed in the district live in the district?
We actually do not keep records on that. We do not keep records on how many people who work in the district live in the district, so we don't have that information.
Is that so that...
You cannot call out.
So you're the
I'm going to go to the next question. What meeting was the resolution for the 3-year contract for Dr. Bill? That meeting was on May 4th, 2022, and yes, there was a resolution. There was another question by Amanda, and I apologize because I could not hear it clearly. It says something in regards to will the student portal and will be utilized by teachers. So when I get done, if Amanda's here, she can clarify that question. That would be helpful. And the last question was in regards to the district clerk, and I did respond at that particular meeting. There was a question, is there a district clerk? I responded at the meeting that no, at this time, we do not have a district clerk. And we anticipated doing interviews today. It ended up that we ended up with 34 applications for the position of district clerk. So we are going through those applications and we hope to interview some candidates in the next 2 weeks. So at this point in time, if there is any community input regarding non-board agenda items, we'll take them now. At this time, please come to the mic, state your name, your address, and we'll start the timer. As I stated last week, if you are in the middle of saying something, then I will let you finish your comment and then go from there. Thank you.
Wendy Canestro, 45 Wood Avenue, Amityville. First, I do appreciate that you answered questions. I like that. Second of all, throwing the superintendent under the bus is appalling. Literally appalling. The buck stops with the Board of Education and the elected officials. I'm sure he's pissed. Let me just tell you something. The superintendent was obligated to tell them. He wasn't even the superintendent of the district during the stipulation. Three sitting board members were part of the stipulation. One is the mother. One wasn't a board member, but they were the vice president of the union. So four people knew about this. You're stating they no longer recuse themselves. It's about ethics, a code of ethics. You failed to mention that they needed to be a supermajority vote for a family member. I'm not sure why you didn't say that. I am beyond appalled. I think that it's best practice to recuse yourself as a family member, as almost every district does. shocked that Garcia was going down this road with this school district, because I've seen them at other districts and I guess they just change according to the district. The other thing are the children safe with this person as a coach? They were fingerprinted, so they're okay for the job. The guy has been in the district for a decade. He was fingerprinted a decade ago. Okay, the stipulation of agreement was in October for the inappropriateness. It is up to this Board of Education to protect children. Children come first. Every decision should be what's good for children and can the budget support it. It is not what's good for family members of trustees. It is what's good for children. And I really was so hopeful that things would change, but it's not. It's not about your personal benefit. I brought up the forensic audit in October or November to remind the audience what happened there. I was told by Trustee Heller to shut my mouth. I was told by Seawalk that I was bitter. I was told by Fulton to ask the board member because foils aren't always cracked, again, appalling. And lastly, I was told by Santos that I'm not her kind of people. Well, you are sure as heck right, because my kids don't steal from their employer, and I don't protect my kids for the bad thing.
Thank you. Any other comments on this item? And I'm going to request, I let Wendy go to the end, but if you have a question, please provide a question to the Board of Education. Thank you.
So my questions will kind of, Amanda O'Connor, 37 Park Avenue, Amityville, they kind of come with backstory. So just make sure that I'm understanding the answer that you guys give me correctly. So first, I would like to ask legal. I just want to make sure I'm hearing your questions. You have to ask legal.
Okay. Yeah, you have to.
I want to make sure I'm hearing the legal one. Are you saying that the Board of Education in Amityville has no legal moral ground to speak up if there is a thief in the district embezzling money that's coming up for a position? Are you telling me that? Is that what I heard? It's a very simple yes or no.
If that's how you interpreted his response, then that's how you interpreted
it. No, he's, why can't he answer me?
He's
legal. He knows what's legal to say. Okay, so we'll go ahead and move on. So, my opinion, and not pursuing termination, for the son of the now, as of the last meeting.
So you have to be careful with personnel.
Well, I'm sorry. My understanding is that elected officials are just that. They're not employees, they're elected officials. Therefore, matter of personnel has nothing to do with this. Am I wrong?
So if you go ahead with your question, I'll see what your question is.
So if you ask me, for not pursuing termination of the now, like I said, as of the last meeting 2 weeks ago, first, B.P. Santos, who is again an aide, not a teacher, after having a formal letter of recommendation and an additional stipulation.
So are you referring to?
Yes, I have. I'm speaking.
No,
I
will give you time. I'm a little confused about who are you referring to, because she's not employed with the district. So
no, she's not. Her son-in-law. It's, I said, if you ask me, not pursuing termination for the son-in-law of the first B.P. Santos, who again is an aide, not a teacher, after having one formal letter of reprimand and an additional stipulation, reeks of nepotism based on the employee's personal relationship with said board member, Santos. So please help me understand why that particular employee, as well as somebody who embezzled more than $23,000 from the district, are still employed by this district. What is best for our children? And I'm glad you found this funny, because I saw you chuckling while we were speaking.
So this is
personnel.
No matter
how you try to slice it, This is inappropriate
personnel
discussion.
Okay, so
Amanda, my daughter.
To
have another minute because I interrupted.
So what I'm understanding is that I'll just move on. due to the absolute lack of morals and ethics, I am requesting that those three board members that were on the board when this embezzlement stipulation was put into place, Leon, Fulton, and Santos, resign. I think that's what should be happening, because those individuals are not doing what is best for our children. My daughter was the stage manager for the drama club last year. How do you think she felt when she found out that somebody who stole 23 grand, that's more than some people make in a year, was going to be put back in that position to do it again? There's no need to actually answer that question. That's really all I have to say.
Thank you. Any other questions? Margaret Shaw, 77 South Bayview Avenue. I'm addressing this primarily to Board President Ms. Johnson. I, like many, have written to the board numerous times. Never once has the board responded back to me directly. I have, however, have heard from Superintendent Fair, but not always. You are the elected officials and were put in those chairs by your constituents, not all constituents, but these constituents are comprised of taxpayers, taxpaying district parents, and most importantly, the kids of this district. You live among us as a community member, but yet I feel at every turn you are not inclusive to this community at all. This school board is not a position of power. It is a position of service. And the sooner you adapt to that dictum, the better off Family School District will become. There's nothing that precludes the board president to respond to a constituent's question. In fact, when a community member addresses a question to the board, and especially when it has to do with school board conduct, why is the board not willing to respond directly? May I remind you, as I do with all of my emails, you work for us. The people behind me, Dr. Fail is an employee. You are the body in which the answers should come from. Additionally, regarding email communications, nowhere on the Amityville School District lists the emails of the board. What is the reason for emails and contacts to be so glaringly missing for public access from the district website? I request that they be added immediately so that it conveys to the community that you serve that you are there for them. I've had a question in one of my emails to the board, and why nobody answered me then either. Why are some of you utilizing personal email addresses when in fact they should be working with the school district's generated email addresses? That needs to be amended immediately as well. Not only is it completely uncustomary, it's a breach of the district. Not one of you should have district business on an unsecured personal email. If your answer is due to a matter of convenience, I suggest you work within the constraints of the job. We all do things that are very or not convenient. One inconvenience for me personally is having to watch you all like a hawk, to sit here and watch each of you without an ounce of trust or confidence you are doing the right thing, confidence in that you're doing the right thing. And it's so utterly disturbing. So not every community questions, let me look into it. This should be an off-the-cuff, succinct, truthful answer. I do thank you, Ms. Johnson, for answering the questions from the last board meeting, but technically you should have an off-the-cuff, succinct, truthful answer without spin and answered on the spot. With several of you sitting up here, this years of doing this job, at this juncture, you should be able to answer most anything standing on your feet.
You have about
if your recollection is failing, and if your recollection is failing and cannot rely on logic or simple questions that surround the work you do, it's time to move on and hang up your hat. You all need to do better. The community deserves better, and the time is now. And I beg of you to take
heed of your own rollout of changing mindsets. It all starts with you. Can you just speak into the mic a little bit? I'm just kidding. Just say your name again.
Joanne Rodriguez.
Thank you.
So I heard you speak about the program on the site.
Just direct the question to me, and then I have to
recognize it. So I heard about the programs for the summer, which sounded great because I had about the Gail coming to the APCCA and spoke about it and everything. I thought it was wonderful. However, my kid didn't get to participate because the coordinator and the building administrator who were in charge of the programs didn't apply to the email. My kid didn't get to go and miss out on that opportunity. So this isn't the first time that emails are not answered and that my children miss out on certain curriculum activities. So how are you going to fix that in the future?
So I'll let you answer the question, but I'll let me answer something.
I'm not sure who you sent the emails to.
The coordinator for the academic success program for the middle school, the high school, and the building administrator.
Okay, but what you are in the time that you're not receiving responses to your emails, please tell me.
Okay, and send me the email as well?
Email and call.
Okay, thank you. Workshop 77 South Bayview Avenue. Regarding the new website, is it your plan to include emails? System, district emails to the school board on the new website that you're going to roll out in September?
I'll review that with the board. Quite frankly, it's not something we've talked about. That is something we can.
Okay, and also, with regard to not knowing how many Amityville residents are employed by the district. It's called an Excel spreadsheet, and it's called a sorting tool. So if you put everybody in the list, which I'm sure there's numerous lists of all your employees, HR, we'd probably figure that out in about 10 minutes. So do an Excel spreadsheet and sort it out.
I know what you're talking about, but it's not something you keep
up. Right, so maybe you should.
We can take that.
I wasn't going to do this tonight, but Eric O'Connor, 37 Park Avenue. This is my second time at one of these meetings. Everyone here sits up on these things. You guys talk about all wanting to serve these kids. Have you ever served anyone but yourselves here? Saying this is not a butthead, but I'm an 8-year military veteran, having served in Afghanistan. I had to volunteer service, not get elected service. I had to stand up and do something bigger than myself. I had to not only follow the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law, something a lot of lawyers sometimes forget there's two versions of. And they like to argue just the letter of the law. They forget that you're protecting children. So when you guys use these laws to protect yourself and shield yourself from reprimand, like how many of you live in the district? Well, it's not really something to keep track of. Well, why not? There's a bylaw that states if there is not within the in this district, they live, they don't need to be a member of this Board of Education, so you need to be tracking them.
So I'm just reading.
The bylaw.
No, but I'm saying everyone that's sitting on the board, we all live in the district. The question was in regards to personnel.
Okay.
It was how many personnel who work in the district, live in the district. That was
okay, that also has to be answered. You guys need to keep track of this. There's bylaws that state you need to keep track of this. What, you don't need to keep track of the people? Okay, so let me retract my statement about what they were saying. I had made a statement earlier stating everyone in this board needs to be within this district, right?
You're all in the district.
And it's all kept track of.
Yes. Every, okay. In order to run for a board position, you have to.
Okay.
You have to live in the district and they verify the privilege.
Thank you for that. I will step back from that because that was my own mistake. But at the same time, you guys are using these laws to keep yourself shielded You don't have to recuse yourself from a vote if you're a family member of somebody. Why not? Isn't that like a personal interest matter, nepotism, or quid pro quo?
Moral,
ethical, you know, the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. You know, I stand up here and I stumble because I'm nervous. And I may have messed up on a few things that I'm tracking, but I've only been to two of these. I just see a lot of people complaining. And the first time the legal guy comes in, he just says they don't have to do things. Like, why don't you have to do things? Isn't that your job to do things?
In terms of laws, yes,
I can, you have to follow
the law. But others that,
but like, you have to refuse the law.
There's no law that we have. As I stated before, each board member, last week I said, board members would recuse themselves from vote. Each board member will make that decision at that particular time if they want to do that.
But
so there's no law that they
these
have.
These are gross violations. So what you're saying.
It's not a violation.
Yeah, I get it. It's not a violation. But if I walked into your house and robbed you, would you ask me to clean your house the next day? No. It's a gross violation.
So the time is just enough. So you just have to.
That's it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Good evening. Pat Hobson, Rainbow, 31 Rainbow Lane, Amityville. Good evening, everyone. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, I can definitely understand a level of frustration coming from some community members. But for me, I'm more concerned about Amityville School District and our test scores being increased, our graduation rate. No disrespect. And not that I don't regard or have an appreciation for the concern of community members, but we're talking about children and the school board. Not about attacking you for what you're doing, but I would like to see us do more about programs. Last year, we talked about committees that students would be a part of, community members being a part of, and faculty. Somehow, can we begin to do the thing that's going to directly affect Amityville School District not being at the bottom of New York State school districts on Long Island? Whether it be programs, interventions, things like that. Whatever the other stuff is, ethically and morally, board members, please look at yourselves, make better decisions, do the right thing, because it's evident that there are community members that are best looking at you. And if you don't dot your I's and cross your T's, they're going to come at you. But let's do the programs and things that we can start to see things better for the children. Yes, some children may feel upset by faculty members that are there, and we have to be sensitive to that. That is real. So let's not dismiss it because it is important, but better yet, there's another set of community members that want to see our scores up. We want to see more students graduating, going to better schools. Nothing's wrong with the community colleges, but we want to see our children going to four-year colleges and universities. We want to do more programs, events, trips, things like that. That's my response. I remain committed to support you in the right way. I promise you I will not attack you. I will pose questions if something is unclear. Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Hollywood. Thank you, Mr. Hollywood. One thing I know about the man, the program that I want to prove the board, I appreciate what you guys did. But my granddaughter did a living partnership also this summer, which is phenomenal for farming them. Thank you. Two or three questions I have. Can you tell me if you're going to have
open house or back to school night for the new sixth graders going to middle school? Is there a date for that?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry, I don't have it with me, but we can answer tomorrow and just get it.
I'll be here. Thank you. Thank you. Also,
it is on the calendar. It is on the calendar. You said for the middle school. You're asking about
for middle school. Okay, yes, so sixth grade is for the sixth grade orientation. It's August 24th from 10 to 11. For seventh grade orientation on the 24th is 11:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the eighth grade orientation is on the 25th from 11:30 to 12. That's on the calendar.
Oh, so you said the 24th. One more time
for
that time?
For the sixth grade is from 10 to 11 a.m. For the seventh grade is 11:30 to 12. And then for the eighth grade is it's on the 25th.
Yes. Yes. My granddaughter is going to be married. Yes. She knows something backwards. And then she's, yes, you know, she's
on the 24th or 20 minutes.
Okay. And that would be a flyer or something for the community.
So that's a
flyer.
Yes, we will. And do you know when we will be getting the calendar?
Yeah.
No, that's a new calendar.
The calendar is at the stage now where it is being proofread and ready to go to the printer. I can't predict how long the printer will take. Generally, it's 1 to 2 weeks. But there's paper shortage, there's everything. You know, but the calendar should be, our goal is that.
Thank you.
Sorry again, I have some 31 later. I did forget one thing. And I do agree with the question about the email addresses. Dr. Bale, under the former administration, the email addresses were on the website because any communication that I sent via email, that's how I was able to CC all the board members.
Okay.
The email addresses were attached to me. So I don't know at what point they were moved, but prior to your being here, email addresses were all of the board members.
Okay, we didn't do anything to take them off.
Someone did because they're not there.
If they had been research companies, we'll go back and send back to them. So we'll make sure that we have the proper information.
It makes sense. It seems like it's the right thing.
Absolutely.
I heard what Margaret said about the email. I heard her, so it'll be great.
Thank you. I just wanted them to also know I support them in that regard, and they were there, and I don't know why or how they were moved because they were the office of the community.
Okay, we'll take care of it.
Yeah. One connection with Emily, I'm in New York. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Excuse me, Mr. Connection, just have the direct
question
to me. Yeah, so what happened
is
directed to
me. Okay, I'll direct it to you. Okay. So, sorry, did you get it again?
Dr. Lang.
So Dr. Lang spoke earlier about a program that was going on this summer that had about 1,000 students. Can you express the name of that program again?
Yeah, she was speaking about the summer school program that in terms of 1,000 students, it was from
I thought you called it a different name. She called summer school.
Go ahead.
I would call it the Academic Summer Success Program.
And Ms. Johnson was the only person to say it was summer school. And we're patting ourselves on the back that we had over 1,000 kids going to summer school. But those are the kids that are failing. We should not have those.
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
No, go ahead, Dr.
No, this is an enrichment opportunity for our students in kindergarten through pre-K through grade 9 for enrichment. It's not these are not students who go to that's why we changed the name. This is not a summer school. But when if you're talking about the traditional summer school, that kicks in when you get to grade 8, because that is where grade failure is very important for us to give them a chance to make up. As you know, COVID left us with huge learning gaps, and so we did provide the more traditional secondary summer school, although we call them all the same kind of program.
Thank you for clarifying that. I just understood that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we're just going to take one more question because we have to go back into the session. We have someone to meet with at 8:40.
I'm glad it ends on me. Wendy Canastro, 45 foot in. So I went through some policies. This is like that. The agenda preparation, any member of the public can ask something to go on it. Correspondence to the board would respond within a reasonable amount of time. I wrote an email in October. I have not gotten a response. Board operational goals, to work closely with the community to ensure that the board actions and performance take into consideration the concerns and aspirations of the community, to identify technological needs of the community. I know I'm saying that wrong, sorry. Community relations goals. The Board of Education strives to conduct district affairs by way of continuing open dialogue between the community and the schools. The board wishes to maintain its high level of sensitivity to the needs and desires of the community, to keep the community accurately informed about its schools, to understand community attitudes and aspirations of the school, to promote a spirit of cooperation among the board, the schools, and the community. I really could go on and on, so I just want to bring up this point. It's funny, some people view it as attacking. I call this accountability. We are your oversight. The community is your accountability. Actually, I can promise you not one person wants to be here doing this. I don't. I really would rather be doing something else. I would love for you to be effective, following policies, procedures, doing things ethically. I would love it. I hope that you make a change. But here's the thing. You said, we're talking about live streaming. Oh, we're going to get the audio fixed. Good, that's great. Okay, but the community keeps asking for live streaming. You're not listening to the community. You're going to do audio. I just had a FOIL for the reorg meeting audio. I got it. It expires in 7 days. I can't really open it. Why am I FOILing? Why can't this Board of Education say, you know what? The buck stops with me. We're going to be more transparent. Let us archive the audio. We want an engaged community. Why wasn't the August meeting put on the calendar until 2 days ago? You know, this can go on and on. The superintendent search. We were promised the superintendent search. I looked at that May agenda. It said agreement with EF. I mean, do you think that the people know who EF is? I know who EF is. But do you think people know who that is? It's not transparent. I am begging this board to be more transparent, make actions, and while you may view this as an attack, I really beseech you to really look inward and reflect on what we're saying. The community is begging you to do things, and you're saying, you know, maybe we'll put the emails up there. No, do it. Do it. Don't you want people engaged here? It's frustrating. I mean, as far as summer schools, like 8th grade to 12th grade, I actually misunderstood that too. I thought it was, so I'm actually glad that you clarified that because I was under the same assumption. I would ask that, you know, the stats people provided on that stuff, these kind of things go on the website, our reading score, do the things work, provide the community with these things. I want to see, I don't want to see third bottom in New York State. It's embarrassing. Our kids deserve better. But what I am finding, meeting after meeting, is it's a very reactive board. It's not a proactive board. Let's get out there. Let's do things for the kids. Let's work together. You may think I'm the enemy. I promise you, I am not the enemy. You get on the right track, I will be your biggest cheerleader. Juan, don't make that face. I saw you got pushed out of VK, so you might be on my side soon. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. At this point in time, so just make it quick, because we have to go back to in-depth talk. Sorry,
School supplies is very good. You know when it's going to be the risk going to be out for school supplies, especially for the sixth graders?
That will come from the.
That comes from
the. You know, we will get that. So if I call your school tomorrow, I can get that information.
You should be able to get that information from the principal. John, do you have to get that?
I don't think there is one, but I can call you tomorrow and let you know. My understanding is the supplies will be provided. If there's anything that our students need, it will be provided. But if I'm wrong, I will be sure to call you. Excuse me one second.
Okay.
So can I have a motion to go back to executive session at 8:35 for the purpose of a grievance here? So Carol Seymour goes first.
Second.
Ron Leone second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you for coming.